T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here on OMF. We saw this after the Patriots got beat by the Jaguars the other night. Rob Parker tweeted out, funny, didn't hear not from one Patriots fan today telling me I'm a hater because I picked the Jaguars to beat New England by 14 points. Interestingly enough, two people in the studio also picked the Jaguars to win. Also, don't expect WEEI to want me on the air Hashtag shocker. So I asked Rob Parker, why such low self-esteem that you would not want us on the air with us here at WEEI, Rob? I don't get it. Why would we not want
say
you?
Hi first.
Hello, what's happening?
It's good to hear. It's good,
Los Angeles.
It's good to hear your voice again, Rob. Been too long, man.
I used to be on your show every once in a while.
I know, we miss you.
I got a little crazy, so I had to back off.
Well, that's, what do you mean it got crazy? Because, you know, you were a friend.
Let's go forward. I'm on today.
Hold on. I know. But you and I were friends. I thought we were friends. You know, I was contacting you, trying to get you on, and you just, it's all of a sudden you got cold. So I'm curious, like, did we do something? Did I do something to piss you off?
But I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
Be honest, dead serious. Somebody called from your station, I don't know who it was, to my phone and made a comment, and I had talked to your program director about it. It was somebody in-house who made a call to my phone after an interview, and I thought it was unprofessional.
What, did you think that I did it? That I had something to do with
you,
that?
But somebody at the station. That was the real reason why.
What did they did? On. When you say unprofessional, what happened?
They made some comment. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I knew it was from the station.
Did they sound like after I hung up? Did they sound like Mr. T?
Just Christian does Mr. T.
Because I do a Mr. T impression. No, it wasn't.
Well, okay, listen, Rob, it's good to have you back.
It's good. Yeah,
there's a lot. There's a lot there. You know, Tom Brady. Tom Brady was, you know, I remember because we actually played sound. I think it was a while back, and he said Tom Brady was 35, will never go back to a Super Bowl ever again. I guarantee it.
Loat was new.
Yeah, that was. So since then, he's gone to a couple of them, right? He's gone to three of them. And he's won two. So he's even surprised you at this point, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some lucky things have happened.
Give it up, Rob. Just throw the towel in.
I've never said that Tom Brady isn't a great player. I've just said he's had lucky circumstances go his way. That's why I call him the loan. It has nothing to do with whether or not he can play. Once you open the door for the guy, he'll beat you. So that's not the issue. All I've ever said about Tom Brady is that I could go through the Super Bowls, and from John Casey kicking the ball out of bounds, from Seattle at the 1.5-yard line with the best running back in the league, deciding to throw it to a crowded end zone, from Atlanta, 1st and 10 at the 22, where they could have just kneeled down 3 times, kick a field goal and go up by 11 and win that Super Bowl. Instead, they're passing, which is just a no-no. Anybody, even if you're not a football coach. So when I call them lucky, it's just that some things have worked out.
So wait a minute.
Never would have gone to that Super Bowl either.
Okay, so hold on. So the Giants in those two games that they beat the New England Patriots, which I think they did it fair and square, based on your criteria, they were lucky because that ball that got stuck on the side of David Tyree's head, that it'll never, ever, ever happen in the next 100 years of the National Football League. Brady led them down the...
That was a great throw.
It was a phenomenal catch, but Brady had led the team down to score. It was the defense that let them down, correct? He did the job.
Yeah, I'm just...
So you're going to give him credit for those two. So I'm willing to swap out the two that there were wins and give him the two that they lost, and we're all even. How's that?
All right, that's better.
Good.
I would accept that better than... The five that it's the gift wrap five or that all it, the other gift wrap ones that the teams just seem to forget how to coach football or play football. It's just shocking to me.
So what is it about, I guess, just there's a lot of people, and you're one of them. Max Kellerman's another one. It's almost like, nobody wants to, I guess, give him the correct, I guess, praise. There's always a yeah, but. You know, yeah, he's great, but this. Yeah, he's great, but this. Or it's like now that everybody is proven wrong, nobody wants to admit that they've kind of over-exaggerated the demise of Tom Brady, right? Because I remember, I think I was on set with you on First Take when you did the whole no way, no how when it comes to he'll be done at 35.
Well, the other part about, I think, is I always think Tom Brady should have been Derek Jeter, you know, and instead, not only will you take away, I'm just talking about the lucky parts, but I'm talking about the way he handled Deflategate was bad. When they asked him, is Tom Brady a cheater? I remember that question very vividly. And he said, I don't think so. I just thought that was very, very interesting. And also, Spygate. I know people don't want to say, oh, it's no big deal or whatever, but it's a part of it. He should have had an unblemished, great,
but that had nothing to do with him. He had nothing to do with Spygate.
Well, who benefits from knowing the other team's defense? No,
everybody on the team, not just Tom Brady. I mean, the whole team. The defense.
I get it. But I'm just saying, if he didn't have those other things, that's why a lot of people around the country, it's not just Rob Parker. It's plenty of people who just aren't all the way sold on Tom Brady. And it doesn't mean he's not a great player. I've said that a million times. He's a great player. He should be Derek Jeter, where you look at his career and go, man, this guy had an unbelievable run, and you can't point to anything or any questionable and say, well, what about this? What about that? The Patriots cheat. What about that? And I think that's what makes people look at Brady and go, I understand he wins a lot, but I'm just not all the way sold that he's as great as people think he is.
But see, but people recently now have kind of given Max Kellerman this cliff comment about Tom Brady, but you've gone back a little bit further. I mean, you kind of came up with that first. I don't know if that's a compliment because he's still playing well, but where do you see Tom Brady? Are you still on that, like he's not the same quarterback. He can't keep doing this. This will be his final year. He's off the cliff, all these other things.
Yeah, I said that this would be a year where he would, just like, you know what, I looked up the numbers. Brett Favre and Tom Brady, go look it up, when they were both 40, had identical numbers. I think maybe one touchdown off. Brett Favre had one more touchdown than Tom Brady at age 40. And then you look at Brett Favre at 41. And I'm not saying they're in the same shape and they do the same thing, but Father Time is undefeated. And Tom Brady's time will come. Okay, maybe I was a little premature at 35. Okay, I'll admit that.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, he's not the same guy. And Father Time always catches up with you. The Patriots are doing it defensively with tape, glue, string. I don't know what they're doing.
But doesn't that tell you? I mean, when you look at his last 3 or 4 years, I mean, arguably some of the best years of his career, and you look at the defense, he is still the same guy, if not better. He's carrying this team.
Yeah, I guess I can't look at the numbers and say that he's fallen off a cliff, so I'm not saying that. I just think as you reach and you go into your 40s, I think it'll be harder as time goes on, and we'll see. I still don't think they're going to make the AFC Championship game. I think the Jaguars are going to represent the AFC. I think they are the Patriots' kryptonite, and I just think that the Patriots' defense as well just isn't good enough. And I think ultimately they led 20-10 in the AFC Championship game in the fourth quarter in New England. Bortles couldn't get the first downs that he needed to keep the clock running and, you know, keep the drives alive, and gave the ball back to Brady. But had they been able to make one or two of those, it would have been a different story. And I think this year Jacksonville will get it done.
Hi, we're talking to Rod Parker, our old friend, who's apparently our new friend FS1 and Fox Sports Radio. I don't know how much time you've ever spent in the city of Boston, and there's no denying, Rob, that there are racists in every city in America. But you have declared Boston as the most racist sports town in America. Why? Where are you getting the evidence? Where does that come from?
I don't. The evidence is I can't give you all the Boston Bruins playoff game. Was it against Montreal where black.
Those tweets were actually found out to be outside of Massachusetts.
Okay, so this is the
people
the
who tweeted
everything.
It.
Everything was outside, never in Boston.
Oh, no, it's a
right?
fact. No, that's a fact. Though those tweets were actually people from other cities.
How did they find out that they were all outside of Boston? I can't.
Well, somebody did the research on it, Rob. Somebody went out there and you can do that.
Tweet was outside of Boston.
Oh, they looked at
most of them.
Went and looked at a lot of them, and there were a lot of them were outside.
So what you were reading were stuff outside of Boston.
Even when Adam Jones was called the N word,
yes,
and then other players, even CeCe Sabathia said he's played in the big leagues for forever, and the only place he said he's ever been called the N word is in Boston. He mm-hmm. says I've played everywhere. It's the only place. There's been other players. I've talked to so many NBA players. A lot of people just don't like. And I'm not saying everybody in Boston. I have plenty of friends who are there, who grew up there. I know people. But there's just something that doesn't feel good. And it's not – and I've been – I could tell you, I went to a restaurant in Boston and tried me and another black sports writer. This is when I covered the NBA to get a meal. And I asked for my steak to be butterfly cut. And the woman looked at me. The restaurant wasn't even crowded. It didn't even matter. I'm paying for a steak. If I asked for it to be butterfly cut, what would you do as a chef?
Do you only butterfly cut it? What did she say?
Yeah, butterfly cut it. The woman had the nerve to come over to me and go, we're too busy to do that. I said, oh, really? Okay, thank you. And I'm telling you.
So what?
What is that? But well, how does that translate into
this? I'm telling you that I felt like the only reason she didn't want to give me what I wanted was because I was black. That was the feeling I got up and walked out because obviously I'm not going to pay a place that's not going to treat me the way that I should be.
Hey, Rob, I'm white, and if I walked into a restaurant and they didn't want to butterfly the steak and I wanted it butterfly, I get up and I walk out. But that doesn't necessarily mean they were doing that or refusing to do it because you were black.
But you got to understand, in all these situations, it's just a feeling you have, the way you've been treated. And I'm just telling you, I can't, it's not math. 2 and 2 is 4. Everything is not math. But there's a feeling you get. I've been at places where people are rude or it's terrible business. I'm telling you that day, that was something I'll never forget. And even the guy who was with me, who wasn't looking for his steak to be butterfly cut, looked at me and had the same exact feel. We both walked up and said, well, obviously we'll never give him our money.
Could it be because maybe your radar was up and things that you had heard and that you just thought that was the reason why they wouldn't do it?
Nah, I'm just telling you, it's just a feeling. I can't give you
so there's no
Can I just bring this up? But I don't like that it's just a feeling. See, we live here. And I understand that there's a perception out there, and we're sensitive to the perception. We don't want to hear it. This is a fairly progressive liberal, might be the most liberal area in the country, Rob. So we're a little taken back, and there is a history dating back to the 1970s. That was 50 years ago. Okay, we're not living in the 1970s anymore. So when you throw stuff like that and say to us, it's just a feeling. You're not giving
that's
me any
can,
specifics.
That's
yeah, but that's no, but that's perception. No, no, no. That's not reality.
But you're asking me why I feel that way. So I have to you just said why do I feel that way? There's no math answer to it. There's no science to it.
Is it
you're
fair
asking
though?
Me how I feel.
Is it
you
fair?
You can't tell me how comfortable I am or how uncomfortable I am. Nobody can. Only I can feel that.
I get that. And so understand our side. Understand our side of it, and that we're sensitive to it, and it seems to be a perception. And we're sitting here, we want to solve the problem. Okay, if that's the national perception, and you're not alone in this, there are a lot of African-American reporters who constantly talk about our city being racist, and we're sitting here going, wait a minute, we don't believe we're any different than any other city. Do we have racists here? Absolutely. How do we solve and fix the problem? And then I ask you, well, what happened to you? And you're talking to me about butterflying a steak, which could have happened in any city, in any situation. I'm not sure it has anything to do with the color of your skin.
But it didn't happen in any city, and I've traveled this country extensively for 32 years as a sports writer. It's never happened.
I'll say this.
That's the only place that's ever happened to me.
What's the name of the steakhouse?
I don't remember.
Lastly for me, I know because you had mentioned it, because we were the ones that actually interviewed Sam Kennedy, the president of Red Sox, over that Adam Jones incident. And The only thing was, when it happened, we talked about how awful it was. What I was waiting for was to find out who it was that said it, like we did in Toronto. Like with Kyle Crawford on rehab, he somebody yelled something out at him. By the end of the game, he was identified. Everybody knew who he was. And when nobody came forward and actually sitting next to this guy came forward with it, there were some questions. That's all. No one denies that it's ever happened in the past at Fenway Park. I'm sure it has. Players said it has. But that night in question, I was surprised that a lot of other fans didn't come out and say, I sat next to that guy. He was obnoxious all game. I couldn't believe what he said. That never happened. That's why people just kind of questioned it.
Okay. I mean, if that's your belief, your feeling, I can't dispute that. But I just don't believe that Adam Jones, who's played in the big leagues all these years, is going to make up a story just to make up a story. That's me. I respect Adam Jones, so I'm going to believe that that's a real thing. And there's no reason for him. What does he gain by that? He doesn't gain anything.
I know, and I agree. But Marcus Smart did the same thing in college. He plays with us here now, and he came out later and admitted that he didn't say that to him. If you remember, Oklahoma State.
Two different people. I'm talking about Adam Jones. I don't believe that he made that story up.
And again, Rob, there have been a lot of athletes here, minorities who have played here, who say just the opposite. It's a wonderful, great place to play. So you're not hearing that. Not,
Russell?
You want to go back 30, 40, 50 years ago. There's no argument.
No, but I'm just saying.
No argument.
Did Russell say that?
I just said that. No argument. Yes, racist city. Want to go back to the 60s and 70s? We agree.
No, I'm just don't act like it didn't happen.
What did I just say? Not only did I say it happened, I said to you, yes, racist, 60s and 70s. But Boston is still living with that tag. It's 2018.
Well, hold on. So, because, you know, I grew up in L.A., so obviously, and I know Rob's been going all over the place, you know, in Detroit, whatever. So when this came up, I was like, what happens in Boston is no different than what happens in L.A. In certain communities, in certain areas, it's the same thing. So why does Boston continue to get the stigma, yet other cities where it's been just as bad, go back and look at L.A.'s history with the Watts riots and everything else, and Rodney King, God, give me a break with what's happened in that city. Why does L.A. get a pass and Boston still has the stigma?
Good question. I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know what everybody else is going through. Why? It's not a me talking about it. It's been forever, and maybe people can't let go of some of the other bad stuff that has happened, and they hold on to it. And so, any kind of other incident that happens, like the Adam Jones or with the hockey player from the Canadians or something like that, it just brings it back up. So then people, I think, return to the past and say, well, there's Boston. There it is again. So I think that's why people keep going back.
All right. So understand our sensitivity. And so maybe we need to have more dialogue so that people understand that maybe we're not much different than L.A. or Chicago or New York or the other cities, that it exists out there. But it's not isolated to this city where you came out and call Boston the most racist sports town in America. But we're happy that you came on the show again today. And we hope we can do it again. The Odd Couple with Rob Parker and Chris Broussard, Monday through Friday. It's on Fox Sports Radio. So you can catch that. You can catch him on FS1, and he'll be on the show, I'm sure.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk about this the story you wrote about the Football Hall of Famers.
Christian wants to get to that.
I'm just disgusted at these Hall of Famers. Dickerson, Oliver, any guy that signed their name to this and allowed themselves to be part of this should be ashamed of themselves. Every last
one
of them.
Because they want health benefits.
Why are they any different than any other guy that's played in the league? I mean, why is Eric Dickerson any? Why should Eric Dickerson? This is my overall problem with the NFL.
So they want a salary and health insurance.
Yeah, but this is my problem with the NFL overall. Lou and I have had this discussion as far as just NFL reps and you know unions. They should be fighting for all retired players, not isolating themselves and separating themselves from all the other retired players. They should all be on the same page. Yet they've decided to kind of segregate themselves and say, you know what? Since we have a gold jacket, we're better than you, and we should only get health insurance. That's my issue with it. It's just stupid.
I hear that point, and it's a valid point. There's no doubt. But I also think that they have a little the leverage to get this thing started.
Well, then they should include everybody.
No, but I got it. But the league won't do anything. You know this, and the players' union is so weak, it doesn't even represent retired players. And that's a problem, that the union doesn't even recognize retired players. They only care about the guys who are paying dues now, and they don't care about the retired players. So I think with the NFL about to break ground on a $1 billion Hall of Fame village in Canton, they got $1 billion to build that, but they don't have any money to help out the Hall of Famers who are sick and who need health care and don't have money.
Again, I wish we had more time to talk to you about it. Maybe I'll come on your show and talk about it. You know, maybe I'll do that because I need more time. This drives me crazy.
A lot of the Hall of Famers can make money right now just in appearances and stuff like that. There are a lot of guys that were the 40th player on a roster that played in a day when they weren't paying big bucks here, Rob, and they're the ones that could use it right now, right?
No doubt. All right, guys, a pleasure. We'll do it again.
All right, we'll do it. All right, see Rob. You, Rob. Rob Parker, FS1 and Fox Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.